Exercise 4.
In my job, I see between 10 and 20 clients a day. They are mostly overweight people who consult me on how to lose excess weight safely. They have often already tried and failed to lose this weight a number of times on their own. I also see patients who must avoid certain foods and stick to a special diet because they have a medical condition. Then occasionally I'll see people without health issues who just want to take the hassle out of guessing what, when, and how much to eat to keep fit and healthy. It is surprising to see how many people don't know the basics of a healthy diet. They are keen to follow any diet plan that promises quick weight loss. They will eagerly take advice from magazines, the internet, or, even worse, a friend who lost 5 kilos in 1 week, but they will rarely ask an expert. Misinformation is the biggest enemy of anyone who wants to achieve good health and weight loss. We envy the slender figures of film stars, for example, so we hope that if we copy whichever fashionable diet they are advertising at the time, we will look as glamorous as they do. Some of these diets are even approved by celebrity doctors, so we are made to believe they are safe. The truth is that although these diets do work temporarily, no one warns us about how they can affect our health in the long term. We all know that if we eat too many carbs like bread and pasta, or sugary treats like chocolate bars, we will definitely gain weight. But what we don't know is that if we remove carbs from our diet completely, we will not be giving our body many of the things that it needs to function properly. Basically, any eating plan which excludes whole groups of foods like carbs, fat, or protein is wrong and can actually prove dangerous to our health. What's more, most people who try to follow a protein-rich diet, for example, and exclude carbs end up craving the forbidden food so much that in the first moment of weakness, they stuff themselves with it. The trick is to learn how to replace junk food with more nutritious alternatives that will satisfy you and help you continue your diet. For example, we can replace bad carbs like white bread and sugar with good carbs like whole grain pasta and dried fruit. Eating well is all about having a balanced diet, which means consuming the right balance of nutrients in the necessary quantities. And, this is also important, making sure that what you eat is of good quality. One dieting myth that ruins your chances of losing weight is the less you eat, the more you lose. Fortunately, from an evolutionary point of view, our body has learnt to adapt to any condition it sees as an emergency or a threat in order to survive. Starvation is seen as such an emergency. Therefore, the less you eat, the less energy your body uses in order to keep functioning until the bad times are over. The result is not good. Weak, drowsy, and unable to concentrate, you couldn't be further from the model of glowing health you had in mind when you began your starvation diet. As for products that are supposed to help you magically lose the weight, I'm afraid that such a quick fix does not exist. Just because they're on a shelf and widely available doesn't mean that all products are safe or appropriate. At best, they'll have no effect whatsoever. At worst, you'll end up damaging your health. Just because something is labelled as a natural product does not mean that it is not potentially dangerous. If you eat or drink more than is safe, even everyday foods may harm your system. Take tea, for example, which has many health benefits. More than 8 cups a day is not recommended, so I suggest you treat any little known plant from the Amazon with even more caution.